Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Very interesting discussion next in studio because I have two guests with me in studio. One of them is a very popular author and international speaker, and really she's passionate about speaking to women about a very important issue. I think one part of it is knowing our worth, but knowing our worth in the eyes of God. And sometimes, you know what, we can forget that a lot of the time, especially in the busyness of life. And she is really, really devoted to this, and she has come over to Ireland to speak at a retreat for women. It's called Cascade. Her name is Stacey Eldridge. She's with me in studio alongside Elaine Supple as well, who actually found Stacey in the first place to bring her over here. So we'll hear about how that happened. Thank you both for coming in, ladies.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so where did it all begin? How did this retreat come about in the first place?
It came about well, the retreat itself about 10 years ago. But about 12 years ago, I went to a retreat in Colorado called Captivating. And it was on that retreat I experienced something that I've just never seen before, which is Christian women who seem to have this, I suppose what you see in them is just this love and this kind of shiny thing that you look at and you kind of go, oh, I want that. But at the same time, they were very real and very down to earth and very honest. So they seemed to have this combination of being able to have a relationship with God that not only was God interested in kind of like, you know, there are good bits, but he was also interested in their brokenness, their pain, and that he wanted to kind of walk with them on that and, you know, work within that with them.
Is that something, Stacey, do you think that for everybody, but we're focusing on women today, that holds us back from maybe exploring faith? You know, we have this idea that because of this part of my life or, you know, maybe things that I've done in the past or things that I'm doing right now, it holds me back from actually even starting that kind of exploration. And there's this idea that, and as you said, Elaine, you know, sometimes I think maybe women look at other women and go, wow, they're so good and holy and that's not me. So I just couldn't be like them, you know, and we hold ourselves back.
Oh, yeah. I think that when we look at women from a distance, oh, their lives look so perfect. And we kind of, we esteem them. But I tell you what, when you get close to any woman's life, you learn the truth. And we are all in the same boat. And yeah, you're right. Like, we do seem to think, I think every woman I've ever talked to thinks that it's once we get our act together, once we get the promotion or the degree or lose the weight or exercise regularly or get the ring, then we're going to be accepted and then God will love us. Whereas it's so freeing to learn, like, oh, he didn't wait. You are completely loved right now, and immeasurably loved. And when we get a little bit of a grasp of that, it really changes our lives.
Why do we find that so hard to accept? Because it's something that comes up time and time again in various different interviews with different people from all walks of life. They just can't get their head around, you know, there's a God that loves you for who you are, no matter what. Why can't we just kind of grasp that?
Yeah. I think we know our stuff. What do you think, Elaine?
I think we do. I mean, one of the things, I mean, as you know, I'm working in counselling and psychotherapy, and one of the things I've noticed is that it takes for a person to turn up, you know, and to come for counselling, they have to be at their end's wit. And the reason why people come in at their end's wit counselling is because they've been managing for too long this weight, this brokenness within them, which, you know, as you know, a lot of this can come through our backgrounds and through just family. Even if we have good families, there's still stuff there. So a lot of times we don't give God our whole heart because we're too busy trying to manage the other half that doesn't look that good. So it's like a self-management that goes on. And really, the bottom line is self-reliance. And God is saying, look, stop. Look, stop relying on yourself and turn to me. If you turn to me first, I'll then, you know, work through this with you and heal you and transformation at that level.
And do you think that's something, Stacey, that women find hard to do? Because, you know, through various slots here on Spirit Radio, parenting and talking to especially mums and stuff like that, they just get on with it, as you say, Elaine. You know, they keep things going and they're just kind of keep moving and trying to keep everyone happy and working away. And in the midst of all that, maybe forget to mind themselves.
Yes. And then in the story of their lives, we're aware of our own failure, but we can easily not trust God, because if he is this good God that we've heard he is, then how come this is so hard? Or how come I'm failing? Or how come they're in so much pain over there? And that's why sometimes we get the cart before the horse. Like, we want to start on focusing on who Jesus is and then who he says we are. Because we can get caught up in a life of duty and obligation and thinking that that's what we really need to focus on when Jesus says it's all about your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for that's the wellspring of life within you. And to learn that, oh, God actually cares about my heart. He cares about who I am. He sees me in this moment when I'm absolutely failing or soaring, and he doesn't wait until I'm soaring to say, I will move heaven and earth to reach you because I love you so much.
Do we think about that enough? Do we actually think about our hearts enough?
I don't think we do. I mean, one of the things, you know, from my past is, you know, my understanding of my faith was don't focus on yourself. So there's a huge part that stops us then from just bringing the reality of who we are. The problem with that then is we create this gap between who we really are and what people can see, you know. And then, of course, as we know, I think it's Matthew 23, it talks about, you know, it says that man looks at the outer appearance, but God is looking at, you know, at the heart of who we are, which means he sees everything. He sees the mess. He sees the good stuff. And again, you know, he's just waiting for us. I think sometimes he's waiting for us to finally kind of flop and just go, I give up. So it is that whole idea, you know, we're stubborn. Like, we try and manage this stuff ourselves. And it is about learning to surrender this and to understand, wow, he really does love us, just every single part of us.
Do you think a lot of that pressure we put on ourselves because, you know, we're focused so much on the exterior that the interior gets neglected?
Well, sure, that's what we see. And the world tells us, you know, you've got to have your laundry folded. You've got to look good. You can't leave the house if your children don't have clothes that match. You know, all of it is a pressure that's laden on us. Not all of us that we put on ourselves, but the messages from other people. So it's really pretty revolutionary to begin to really learn and understand that our Father in heaven can't stop thinking about us, and that his thoughts towards us are not condemning. They're actually loving and appreciative and delighting. I think it's easier to learn when you're with a brand new baby who has done nothing to earn anything, and they are captivating and you love them immensely simply because they exist. It's a picture. Not that we don't do stuff and are things and have unique personalities, but we are enjoyed by the God of the universe.
What would you say just to somebody listening at the moment saying, you know, I like the sounds of all that. That all sounds very nice, but I just don't know how I would kind of connect with that. I feel so far away from kind of getting to that place of understanding, of trying to see myself. There's a great song you play on Spirit Radio, I Saw Me Through Your Eyes, where this thing is talking about seeing herself the way God sees her. And I think that we find that really difficult to do. Someone who just feels kind of stuck where they are, what's your advice?
Well, listen to that song 1,000 times, honestly. And the simple prayer, oh God, help me to see myself the way you do. Not once prayer, but over and over again. He loves prayers like that. There's nothing more than he would like to do than show you how much he loves you and how he sees you. Because from that, we start being able to live the life that we want to live, to love others, to serve others, and not out of a sense of getting love or earning something, but out of a response to the fact that we are loved. So simply just ask, God, show me that you love me personally, not just me because I'm a human being and that's your job to love everybody, but how you love me.
So tell me a little bit then about this upcoming Cascade weekend. What's going to be happening at it?
What's going to be happening? Well, Cascade, if the little bit of the history is that it started off as a women's heart retreat. We called it Women's Heart. Then 5 years ago, a good friend of mine from the north, she came and she really liked the idea. And so she started her own retreat up north, which is called Catching Fire. And then 5 years on, we said, like, why don't we do something together? So this weekend we're doing kind of a joint retreat where it's the northern women and southern women coming together. And this weekend is a weekend where people can come and actually experience what the question or the question that you just asked there, how do women connect with this message? To be honest with you, it's about hearing the truth. Someone like Stacey has an amazing ability to, you know, communicate that love and that truth of God. But also it's being around other women is hugely impacting, hearing their stories.
Getting that support.
It's huge. Yes. And so coming on this weekend, it's from Friday to Sunday. I did want to say it's booked out very quickly. So we have about 10, but that's all in case anyone's listening and they want to come. We've got about 10 places, but that would be only for the Saturday. But on this weekend, this will be a place for people to come to try and understand how much God loves them, to be able to kind of understand as well that he wants to go just beyond the surface in their life, bring about some, you know, emotional healing maybe for them or something, but also give them a sense that they're not alone. And that this journey has to be done with other people.
So who's it for? Who would you recommend? Because maybe there's people listening going, I'm not holy enough for that. Should I go?
Me neither.
I don't know.
No, we don't want. No, it's not about being holy. It's about being thirsty.
Okay.
You know, it's about, are you thirsty? Is this something?
Do you want more?
Yeah. Do you want more? And that's what it's really all about. And a lot of us don't allow ourselves to feel that thirst because we just make ourselves so busy. We're scared when that thirst comes
right.
up. So
right.
I don't know.
So Stacey, what do you hope that the women who attend this weekend will gain from it?
Well, first I just want to say it's totally worth coming for Saturday. That those 10 slots should fill up, that you come. What I hope that they gain is a deeper picture of who God really is. Not just the way we think he is, but who he really is. And in light of that, who we really are. So a deeper revelation of the truth, marinating our hearts in the real good news, in the truth of the Gospels, and then allowing that to affect our lives as we live them out in our day-to-day.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic weekend. I've been chatting to Stacey Eldridge and also to Elaine Supple as well about the Cascade Weekend. All the details are on the website, cascadeweekend.com. But Stacey's going to be speaking at this weekend retreat. As Elaine mentioned there, there's a few spaces left for the Saturday. It's taking place this coming weekend. That's the 3rd to the 5th of February in the Dramatown Conference Centre in Newry. So it's great to have you both in studio with us this morning. Thank you, and God bless the retreat this week.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.